Welcome to North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. On today's program, we'll meet the All-American track star from Elyria High School, Mateo Medina, Rocco Nushi. Our correspondent had a chance to talk with him. Also, a replay of last week's interview with Lorain County Public Health as they get you ready for Back to School. And now, this week's North Coast Conversation. Time for another visit from the folks at the Lorain County Public Health. And today we've got with us Jillian Spriestersbach, the nursing supervisor, and also Sam Melick, the population health specialist, here to talk about some of the things getting ready for back to school. Jillian, let's start, I guess, with you. What are some of the things that you got the Lorain County Public Health are doing in preparation for the back to school population?
Well, and we get that question every year. And, you know, every year we'd like to remind parents that, you know, when they're looking at the back to school list, don't just think about pencils and book bags and lunch boxes. Think about your child's health and think about back to school vaccines. Children are required to be vaccinated to attend school, so they can reach out to their medical provider or to the health department to get an updated shot record for their child to see if they're up to date. And if they're not, they can make an appointment with their medical provider or they can call the health department to schedule an appointment with us. We actually do have a vaccine department and they have their own separate appointment line that they can call. That number is 440-284-3206.
Hmm. And of course, there are different ages, right? The milestones, I guess, that you have to determine.
Correct.
Like that.
Correct.
What would those be? Do you?
There is a list of requirements for entry into kindergarten, and then there is a separate list of requirements for entry into 7th grade and to 12th grade.
Okay. I just remember having a file that had sometimes multiple lists depending on who the pediatrician was or where the shot might be coming. So this is a good way to also just to clarify and make sure they have everything up to date and in one place too.
Correct.
Right? Great. And then you get shots themselves through their pediatricians, or does the health department offer
Either
as well?
One. They can go to their pediatrician, to their medical provider, or they can schedule an appointment with Lorain County Public Health.
All right. And that's stuff that everybody who's attending school needs. And that's one of the, as you say, when you get all this list of school supplies, you always have to think about that too. And if you have multiple children, obviously it staggers depending on which of the child are the ones that need to get updated, right?
Correct.
For that too. So what other things do you do during the school year, I guess, to help the families too?
So during the school year, we do employ school nurses that are in the schools Monday through Friday. We also work with other nurses in the county that work in the schools as well. And we are there to take care of students if they become ill at school, if they get injured at school. We also have several students that maybe require medication throughout the school day or maybe have a medical condition that they need additional attention and resources for. Also, we have parents that reach out just asking different questions, or maybe they're having another issue that the nurse can connect them to resources. Maybe they're having trouble putting food on the table, or they're having trouble paying their rent or their utilities. Maybe they do have a child that has specific medical conditions that they need some additional resources for, and we can connect them to those programs.
Okay. So you help with the well-being of all aspects of their life then, I
Correct.
Guess, too. I mentioned about the Lorain County Public Health nurses in schools. Most of them or a lot of them? That seems like there's a lot of schools out there, right?
So we actually contract with 9 different districts in Lorain County to provide nursing services.
Okay. Have you worked in that role before?
I have.
Okay.
That's how I started at the health department.
What did you like most about that? Or I guess every day.